In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of Saints. Our Lady of America. Our Lady, Mother and Queen of the Holy Divine Will. Volume 27, November 14th, 1929. Now, my daughter Louisa, Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, possesses the rights of her creation. Now that's where Adam lived. Adam was the king of the earth. And that's why Jesus came as Christ the King, to reestablish the rights of man over creation. Therefore, more than son, Louisa lives in the unity of her God. Louisa is the reproducer of the effects of the divine unity. So this is what the round of creation, round of redemption are. We are to reproduce the effects of the divine unity. Okay, so this is not a devotional life. This is not a life where you are saying your prayers and then you're done. It's to live the life that Adam lost as king of the earth. Okay? Now, who has done this? This is Louisa. So it says very clearly, in this unity, this divine unity, Louisa gathers everything. Louisa embraces everyone. Louisa warms everyone. And with the breath of the divine unity, Louisa produces in the hearts of souls all the effects that are present in the kingdom of grace. See, this breath of God, this ruah of God, is what Jesus is talking about in volume 17, May 4th, 1925. That the Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth, and under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of the Blessed Mother. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. So this breath of God, this ruah of God that breathed into Adam, Adam was supposed to breathe into his children. But he fell. So Jesus comes, the Son of God. Mary comes, the Mother of God, to redeem, to co-redeem. And now they have a newborn. Louisa's breath, when she breathes, she produces in the hearts of souls all the effects that are present in the kingdom of grace. This is what, again, this is what the Vatican is looking at. And the Vatican, I can tell you honestly, they're astonished by this and excited. It's a sobering and yet very calming thing that's happening in the Vatican right now. I remember I was given a talk in I think it was Washington in 1996, and I was giving a talk to a crowd, and there was this one person sitting there with arms folded and scowling at me, and I'm talking, you know, this is the kingdom, you know, this is the... And afterwards I said to the priest that was with me, I said, you know, I think most people believed it, but that one guy in the front, he did not like this at all. Well, he now is one of the most powerful people in the divine will. He loves it so much. And I told him, I said, you know, I thought you didn't want this at all. He said, I'm listening to you and I'm saying, if this is true, everything has to change. If this is true, my life can no longer be a holy, good, saintly life. He says, if this is true, I've got a responsibility and duty. That's why he was scowling like, oh my, this is unbelievable. That was in 1996. We just got the writings out of the Vatican, And they weren't even translated yet. But just being, just think about it, just being in the presence of these writings that were locked up in the Vatican for 58 years, and what Jesus said, I have waited 6,000 years to give these truths to the world. Just by being in the presence of those writings, the grace that was coming from him was just astonishing. And again, it's because of Louisa. Again, very, very clearly, with the breath of the divine unity, Louisa produces in the hearts of souls all the effects that are present in the kingdom of God. But while more than son, Louisa plays in touching everything. See, this is a child in the kingdom. We're called to play by touching everything. And with Louisa's touches, Louisa gives sanctity. Louisa gives virtue. Louisa gives love. Louisa gives sweetness that are divine. Louisa would want to enclose everyone in the unity of her God. This is the life that's coming. This is why the Vatican, in the same way, some of the people who are reading these writings are sitting there scowling because they're going, how are we going to do this? We're not talking about devotion. We're not talking about a saintly life, a good life, a holy life. We're talking about a divine life, a preternatural life. And they're saying the same thing. Everything's going to change. Everything has to change. Why did the Holy Father tell us there has to be a new evangelization? And why is everybody scrambling? Well, the new evangelization will be from the Franciscan point of view. No, it'll be from the Dominican point of view. No, it'll be from the Benedictine point of view. No, it'll be... No, it's from God's point of view. It's a new evangelization that's going to consume the world, and every Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Protestant, Catholic will become Catholic. Everyone is going to become Catholic. Everyone's going to possess this universal life. How? Listen, with the breath of Louisa, Louisa produces in the hearts of all creatures all the effects that are present in the kingdom of grace. It is a link between the will of God and the human will of each one, so that as a consequence, the relation with God and the fecundity of the Spirit within the associative family are reinforced. This family of Louisa. So the family of Louisa becomes a channel which originates from God to grant and bestow divine enlightenment with divine gifts on the work started, embracing all those who feel interested in working, living, and calling the kingdom of the divine fiat upon earth. So if you feel interested in this, it's God in you saying, I want this. It's not even you. Volume 11, September 20th, 1915. My daughter Louisa, the fiat must be the sweet tie that will bind all your acts. My will and your human will form the knot. Know that every thought, every word, every act done, tied with my holy divine will be like many channels of communication opened between God and the soul. If all your acts, Louisa, will be tied to my holy divine will, not one channel of divine communication will be closed between you, Louisa, and me, God. Our Lord did not want a single religious institution. Rather, he wanted the family of Louisa, of the kingdom of the divine will. Again, Adam did not have religious institutions. It was the family of Adam that God wanted. The one that was inside God's heart, God's mind, when Adam, because of original sin, lost the divine sonship in the will of God as life. Now, in order to tie again these two wills, one was needed, a person was needed, Louisa was needed, who contained in himself a divine will. Jesus was needed, who contained in himself a divine will. Jesus, who could take the human flesh to come and to save man and to retie the two broken wills. So God did this in redemption. The family of Louisa is the direct channel that starts in the heart of the Father, surpasses laws and means to reestablish that bond broken in the Garden of Eden between the will of God and the human will. Volume 29, May 31st, 1931. Now, in order to form the great kingdom of our will upon earth, first, we, Triune God, will make the many tiny little houses of Nazareth. That is, the souls who will want to know the divine will in order to let it reign within themselves. Now, I think it's kind of interesting that during the Crusades, when the Muslims came in to destroy Nazareth, Rome said the diocese that will take over Nazareth while it's being invaded will be Trani. So Trani is it's a diocese of Nazareth. And Jesus says, it's nothing's by chance. I am going to make little houses of Nazareth all over the world. And that's what we have. When you're in the divine will, you're in the house of Nazareth. When you're in the divine will, the house of Nazareth is Loretto. Now you think of Loretto. Loretto is the holiest place on earth. Why? Because in that house is where the incarnation took place. God became man. In Corrado, it's the incarnation in reverse. It's the second holiest place on earth where man is being called to divinity. Luisa was being called to divinity. So this cosmic event that occurred in Nazareth, in the house of Loretto, is in Italy. And about 3 hours south of the house of Loretto is the house of Luisa. And it's the incarnation in reverse. I mean, that's exactly what happened. That's what the priest prays every day at Holy Mass. Puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. It's an incarnation in reverse. Not reincarnation. It's an incarnation in reverse. Jesus said, I myself and the Sovereign Queen Mary will be the head of these tiny little houses because we have been the first to possess this kingdom on earth. And it is our right that we will not surrender to anyone and be the directors of these houses. Then, with these tiny little houses, repeaters of our house at Nazareth, we will form many little states of ours, many provinces that, after they have been formed well, this is the important part, formed well, and ordered like many little kingdoms of our divine will, we will fuse them together and will form one single kingdom and one great people. Therefore, in order to have our greatest works, our way of acting is to begin, first alone with one-on-one, with a single creature, and when we have formed this one, then we make her a channel in order to enclose in our work two or three more creatures. Then we expand them, forming a little group, and then we expand it so much as to take up the whole entire world. So where Jesus is right now is he's forming little groups. And two or three people, where two or three are gathered, I am there, Jesus says. And as you read this, Jesus is beginning. He's saying he's forming these little knots in this net. He's forming a huge net. And there's a two or three people here, then there's two or three people here, then there's two. And then what he's doing, he's going to cast this net over the world and capture every fish. Not one will be able to escape. So right now what you're doing by reading, studying, and putting this into practice, again, two or three people, God is forming a knot. And the next knot, you won't be able to see all around you. You won't be able to see who's tied to you, but you are all linked together. This is the family of Luisa. And then God is going to cast this net and take in the entire world. After the fall, the divine decree was instantaneous. The promise of the redemption, the second Adam, Jesus, the second Eve, Mary. Jesus associated to the will of the Father. Mary associated the will of the Father and to the redemptive work of the Son to become co-redemptrix of mankind. And then the Holy Father said, the Virgin Mary, appearing with the image of her Son crucified, makes us understand that she too is associated in the work of salvation. Our Lady is close to her children, immersed in the proofs. Our Lady of La Salette. Again, Our Lady of La Salette, Melanie, who was the visionary, worked with St. Annibal de Francia, who was Luisa's spiritual director, and started the sisters who Luisa Picaretta lived with, the Little Daughters of Zeal, Divine Zeal. So everything is interconnected. It's nothing is by chance. Volume 17, May 1st, 1925. In addition to me, there is my celestial mother, who received the unique mission as mother of a God's son and the office of co-redemptrix of mankind. For Our Lady's mission of divine maternity, Our Lady was so enriched with so much grace that all of the creatures combined, both celestial and terrestrial, could never be able to equal Our Lady. And as Our Lady conceived me, Jesus, Our Lady took on the office of co-redemptrix and shared and embraced together with me all the pains, all the substitutions, all the reparations, and all the maternal love for everyone, past, present, and future. In the heart of my mother, there was a fiber of maternal love for each soul, past, present, and future. This is why, in truth and with justice, when I, God, was on the cross, I declared Our Lady, Mother of All. Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. This is the one that is very important. If you want to read something that will change your life, it's this volume right here. The Virgin with a maternity, which concealed the paternity of the Celestial Father, enclosed His power in order to fulfill her mission of Mother and the Eternal Word and co-redemptrix of mankind. Just to give you a glimpse of who Our Lady is. And the Father manifested His will by associating to Himself and in Jesus and Mary, man only for love of Him, was to dissociate the enemy and his followers, casting them into the infernal regions. I will make you and the woman hate each other. Our Lady's offspring and yours will always be enemies. Her offspring will crush your head, and you will bite her offspring's heel. Where is Luisa located but in the heel of the boot of Italy? That's Corrado. Right where the heel is, that's Corrado, Italy. Below the spur, above the heel, above the high heel there. I always said to Jesus, why did you make Italy look like a boot? This is where Luisa is going to be born. I'm going to show to the world the offspring. Our Lady is going to crush, and then Luisa will crush. Jesus, and who is it? It's Jesus in Luisa. She's letting Jesus reign in her. This is the family of Luisa, which takes its origin in that divine project to restore the most beautiful work of creation, and that is mankind. This creature, provided with memory, intellect, and will. This was the plan of God, manifested to humanity, to bring the lost man back to his Heavenly Father's heart, restored, saved, and sanctified again. Mary was the first creature to be directly associated to this divine plan. And because when God decides and proposes, God will not be moved no matter how many opposing events. Luisa, too, with all of us and the whole of humanity, were called to be associates for the fulfillment of this project of love, which leads to the completion of the kingdom of God on earth by the time appointed by God that had a first come. So the Archbishop said, "So, do you want to give me a hand?" And that's what he said. "So, anima ayutame, so help me. My redemption is certainly enough, but I need more souls to be associated with me in this Calvary, which is immolation, because man never tired. It never gets tired of offending God." That's from Archbishop Quassadi. Now, Archbishop Quassadi was my spiritual director's best friend. They were ordained together. And after my spiritual director died, because he always told me he had a friend in the Vatican, and after he died, I was talking to Archbishop Quassadi, and he's an MSC, Missionary of the Sacré-Cœur, and like Francesco, and I said to Archbishop Quassadi, I said, "Do you know Francesco Terrazzi?" He goes, "Yeah." He says, "He is my best friend." So and then I hit the bishop. And he looked at me like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, you're his best friend." So it's really amazing how God has everything. He's got everything planned perfectly. You see, Archbishop Cassati, when he worked in the Vatican, he worked in the Sacred Congregation of the Saints. He knew how to get Luisa into the Vatican. And he did it. God bless him, he did it. He's the one that said, get the writings out of the Vatican, and got permission from Cardinal Ratzinger to get the writings out of the Vatican. I mean, and now Cardinal Ratzinger is the Pope who's reading Luisa. And not only that, but the Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger, when he was a young boy, Father Bede, from Germany, translated Luisa's writings into German. And they were in the Benedictine Monastery in Bavaria. Does that sound interesting? That's where the Pope is from. And when Hitler asked for all the burning of the books, it was mainly, I think, to get rid of Luisa's books. The devil hated those books. Yeah, but here, in some people, I saw one once. It's in German. It's beautiful. Luisa's writings. I can't read a word, but it's beautiful. It's so, I mean, they really know how to use lettering. I'll tell you that. But God's got everything planned. And now is the time of fulfillment. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, God is working. We're nobody. We're letting God reign. Now, your mission of making known the eternal will is braided with mine, Jesus says, and with that of my mother. And since it has to serve for the good of all, it was necessary to centralize the eternal son of my will into one soul, Luisa, so that as a unique mission, this divine sun, S-U-N, might let its rays blaze from Luisa, and all may take the good of its light. How astonishing is this? Again, as the Vatican is reading this, they're understanding very clearly that something new is coming. Something extraordinary is here. And it's going to happen little by little, like the dawn in the morning, from darkness, complete darkness, to total high noon sun is coming. To you, Luisa, firstborn daughter of my divine will, it is given to make known the qualities, the values, the good the divine will contains. Its divine will, its eternal sorrow of living unknown, hidden in the midst of human generations. This is Luisa's job. Volume 17, May 1st, 1925. Everything I told you, Luisa, for this mission was necessary, not for you, but for the honor, the glory, and the knowledge of the sanctity of my holy divine will, of its dominion in souls. Everything I told you for this mission was necessary, not for you, Luisa, but for us. And since my will is one was to be the creature to whom I had entrusted it, through whom it would make its rays blaze to do good to all. Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. And you, Luisa, for the mission of my will, as the Holy Spirit will display his love in you, Luisa, the Holy Spirit manifesting to you, Luisa, his secrets, the Holy Spirit manifesting to you, Luisa, the prodigies of my will, the Holy Spirit manifesting to you, Luisa, the good that it contains, in order to make happy all those who will give themselves to know how much good the supreme will contains, to love the divine will, and to let the divine will reign in the midst, offering their souls to let the divine will dwell within their hearts, that the divine will be able to form its divine life in them. This is why the Holy Spirit is for her, Luisa, and for us, as she breathes on us, as Jesus breathed on the apostles, received the Holy Spirit. Again, the Pentecostals and the Charismatics are praying for this. They have no idea what they're praying for. And if you present it to them, they will say, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to take anything from a human. I want what's God's. Well, that's what Jesus did with Luisa. The love of the Holy Spirit will be displayed in Luisa. His secrets, his prodigies, his goods. To make all those who surrender to this be filled with it. And the bond of inseparability will be added between you, Louisa, the mother, and the eternal Word, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Every congregation, every institution or religious order works with specific and different activities, a different charisma, but always to reach a single and general purpose, charity, from the theology of the religious life. And always through direct communication with the will of God, which wants to fulfill its restoration plan in the decayed man. And it is a channel of light which descends from God and goes back to God to strengthen more and more that relation which was broken by the original sin. It is an evolution. Thank you. My tongue's tied. From earth to heaven. That's what happens. I'll tell you. Once you get a word crisscrossed in your mind here. Okay, volume 19, March 2nd, 1926. Since my divine will is in you, Louisa, and it was convenient for you, Louisa, to bring the earth to heaven in order to give in the name of all and together with the celestial court that glory which will never end forever and ever. See, Louisa is the one that's doing this. That's why when people talk about the divine will and they don't talk about Louisa, there's something wrong. It's not me. My name isn't on this. But Louisa's is. And who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? Who is this Louisa Picaretta that Jesus says she's going to breathe on us? Who is she? This is why some people hate Louisa. You're taken away from Jesus. You're taken away from the Holy Spirit. You know, you're taken away. Well, God says he needs a human. Adam was a human. Adam wasn't the Son of God. Adam wasn't the Mother of God. We needed Jesus and Mary to redeem us. And now sanctification is coming through a human as it was originally supposed to come through a human, Adam. This is why we need Louisa. And what does Louisa do in her humility? She gives it to the Pope so that he opens the doors. Why? Because he is the vicar of Christ on earth. This is why the Pope and Louisa are hand in hand here. Don't ever think that Louisa's doing this all on her own. Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has asked Louisa to do this. Why? To give it back to the man, what Adam lost, so that the man restore what he destroyed. And again, you look at television shows, you look at these comedies, you look at commercials. The man is always stupid. The man is always the jerk. We know why? Because the devil hates the man. Everything is going to be put back in the hands of man. The Father is the head of the house. He is the man. Why? Because he represents the Christ, the man. This is why every comedy channel has a stupid man, because they hate Jesus Christ. And so what do they have to do? They have to ridicule the man, destroy the man. The woman is smarter. The children are even smarter than the man, the father. Because they hate the man, Jesus Christ. They hate the Father. We have to understand our television, our music, our movies, our books are all against the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we have to get back to the truth. That's why if you can get rid of TV, if you can get rid of movies, if you can get rid of this music that's out there, what will happen is you'll come back to the truth. The devil hates the Father, hates the Son, hates Adam, hates the Pope, hates the bishops, hates the priests, hates the deacons. The man is the man, Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to get back to. Forever and ever and ever. Now, how to find the kingdom? As members of the family of Louisa grow and strengthen more and more in the bond which the will of God just in with the will of God, just as the between the Father and the Son, so they also reinforce the tight relations of charity and union of wills among themselves. Volume 3. The most sincere kiss which binds our friendship more tightly is the union of our wills. Rather, my design is to absorb you, Louisa, in my divine will, making you, Louisa, one with the divine will, to make of you, Louisa, a perfect example of uniformity of your human will with my holy divine will. Volume 10. But don't you know that true love is in the union of wills? This morning, as I offered my soul as victim to Jesus, Jesus accepted the offer and told me, my daughter Louisa, the first thing I want is union of wills. I wanted to unite heaven and earth, creator and creature, that they might embrace and exchange the supreme kiss of the union of their wills. Volume 16. October 16th, 1923. Then my Jesus added, what is your Louisa's task to, and that is to live in our midst and to make all that is ours your own, giving it to us, Triune God, on behalf of all your brothers and sisters, so that drawn by what is ours, we may be bound to the human generations and give them the supreme kiss of the union of their wills to ours, which we gave to Adam in creation. Now, this happens in a real way for those who, disinterested and in pure faith, become members of the family of Louisa. Okay, is all that Jesus is saying to you, want this. And if when we say yes, God says, okay, then let's begin. Holding the certainty of having found the keys of the kingdom, the precious stone, the divine will as life. So, again, what the Lord is calling us to is this family of Louisa in order that we can have divine life. Now, nobody is there yet. We get glimpses of it, but nobody is there that yet. How do we know? Every week, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My human will is strong. My human will is stubborn. That's why the saints say, especially in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, we say to the angels, beat me as you would a stubborn mule. Beat me as you would a stubborn mule that I can get back on track. You have to be severe with yourself. And again, this Lent, we have to be severe. Oh, it's okay if you have a piece of candy. You just gave it up. Oh, there's a piece of candy right on the table there. Well, I can't let it waste it. Well, I gave up bananas once, and there was this banana, and it was looking like it was rotting, and I went, I can't. So I ate the banana, and the Lord said to me, do you know what sacrifice means? You could sacrifice that banana. You didn't have to eat it. And I'm going, I didn't want to waste it. You didn't have to eat it. And we fool ourselves. So you have to be strict with yourself. Yeah, you know, as a stubborn mule. Like sometimes for me to get out of bed, I got to scream at myself. You know, get out of bed. You know, I was just up just 10 minutes ago. Get out and get going. You know, it's just you have to be severe with yourself. This is what I remember. One priest I knew, he was very thin. And I said, Father, why are you so thin? He says, I refuse to eat. I went, boy, he was Irish as Irish can be. He's the one, when I was telling him, I said, when we die and when we see Jesus, what do you think is going to happen? And he looked at me, this pious priest, and he says, we'll be wearing brown pants. He says, I don't care what color they are, they'll be brown. And I went, well, what do you mean? He goes, you're seeing God. I went, holy cow, I never thought of that. And it's true. I mean, you got to be severe with yourself. But again, don't say, well, I'm not going to eat for 40 days. Well, that's, you know, that's stupid. That's not severe. You don't hurt yourself. That's why you should have a spiritual director. Well, I'm thinking of doing this. Okay, well, that sounds good. That maybe is a little too severe. Maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. It's you know, it's the spiritual director helping you. But once you, you know, have permission from your spiritual director for Lent, then, okay, you got to be severe. Then you go to confession, blessed be I failed. Okay, let's start over again. You know, it's not to get discouraged. It's this, what God is leading us to is a new beginning for mankind. Okay. This happens in a real way for those who are disinterested in pure faith and become members of the family of Lisa, holding the certainty of founding, having found the keys of the kingdom, the precious stone. Okay, the keys to the kingdom. That's what Louisa is giving to the Holy Father. This is what he's going to be using. Okay, Volume 4, July 31st, 1902. My daughter Louisa, true charity must be disinterested on the part of the one who does it and the part of the one who receives it. There is interest that mud produces a smoke which binds the mind, prevents one from receiving the influence and the effects of divine charity. Okay, if you are self-absorbed, it's a mud that produces smoke which blinds the mind and prevents you from receiving the influence and the effects of divine charity. Again, it's everything has to be for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. This is why in many works that are done, even holy, in many charitable cares that are performed, one feels as though a void. They do not receive the fruit of the charity they do. And why? Because I'm going to build this church for me. I'm going to put my name on it. I'm going to build this table for me, and I'm going to put my name on it. And it's to do everything for the glory of God, you know, and the salvation of souls. Again, you have to have this disinterestedness in yourself. Because those who live in my divine will, Volume 14, are the depositaries, the preservers, the supporters, the defenders of my will. They foresee what I, God, want, and without me commanding, they execute what I want, and comprehending the greatness of the sanctity of my will, they keep it and defend it jealously. How could everyone not remain enraptured in seeing these souls who form the support of their God by virtue of the prodigy of my holy divine will? Who can ever defend my rights if not the one, Louisa, who lives in my holy divine will? Who can ever really love me with love disinterested, similar to my own divine love, if not Louisa, who lives in my will? I, God, feel stronger in these souls, the souls that are linked to Louisa, but strong of my own strength. I, God, am like a king surrounded by faithful ministers who feel stronger, more glorious, more sustained in the midst of his faithful ones than by himself alone. If he remains alone, he regrets not having his ministers because he has no one with whom to pour himself out and to whom to entrust the lot of his kingdom. So am I. Excuse me. So I am. And who could ever be more faithful to me than Louisa, who lives in my divine will? I feel my will being duplicated, and therefore I, God, feel more glorious. I, God, pour myself out with Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, and I trust them. So that's what's coming. What's coming is this great gift where God is showing us that we are members of his inner circle. And what is that? That's the family of Louisa. He's got plans. And that's for the people that are in his family. I mean, basically, what he's doing is he's asking us. I mean, it's like a Thanksgiving meal. Come in. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let's have, you know, games. Let's play. Let's really become a family, so that I can get done what I need to get done. And so he's trusting us with this. I don't trust my neighbors. They're not in my family. I don't trust my fellow workers. They're not in my family. And see, what we've been doing is, oh, trust everybody. Oh, come on. You know, be generous with everybody. You could be so generous that you can even let Count Dracula into your house. or the vampires into your house. It started with the dinosaurs. Let the dinosaurs be your friends. And everybody, oh, let's buy dinosaurs for the kids. Where are the kids now? They're into vampires. Where did this come from? Very simple, Sesame Street. Be open to Count Dracula. Be open to Cookie Monster. Be open to be happy with those that are hated. They're your friends. Vampire, there's this whole thing, and the youth with vampires is when the devil appears, they're not going to be afraid. They've given their lives over to that already. Again, as Jesus says, be very afraid of those that can not only destroy the soul, you know, the body, but the soul. I mean, there was this one lady on the news program just recently talking about how happy she is that she's a real vampire lover. No, it's very. This is what the children. The biggest rated movies are vampire movies, flooded with kids. Where does that come from? Well, the book that Harry Potter, I think, yeah. It's all witchcraft, superstition, magic. It's not Jesus Christ. This whole generation has basically been lost. But the great thing about a lost generation is they can be converted. And that's what God's going to do. If you care about children, especially today, then you have to live in the divine will, because they'll be brought back. And volume 29, and oh, what a great difference, the one who takes with rights the divine goods. This one can be called daughter, while the others can be called servants. This is the saints. The creature with these rights gives us, triune God, the love of our child, love of disinterest, love that says true love. Therefore, live always in my holy divine will, that you may feel within yourself and enjoy all the love of the divine paternity. He or she will find the lost coin, the one that was rejected by our father Adam. God placed it in his heavenly father's heart, in his will, which contains the creative and persevering power, and after many centuries, he wants to give it back to the human generations after having conducted humanity along the path of salvation. So that's finally, this is coming. For us, giving is delighting, and making happy those who receive from us. It is enriching without losing anything of ourselves. It is giving what we are by nature, forming it in the creature by grace. It is getting out of ourselves to give all that we, God, possess. Volume 18. So that the Redeemer might have his full field of action upon earth, and whoever wanted to might use those acts as coins with which to purchase heaven for himself, the imprint of innocence, the imprint of sanctity, and of the divine will was needed. The imprint of the operating of the Word himself was needed in order to make rise to heaven. Okay, so here God is doing this. And if that of the Virgin was enough to make me descend into the midst of creatures in order to make man rise, my divine operating was needed. So, this is why I embraced all those acts, and that I, Jesus, made them my own, and I made up for all. I accomplished everything, and for all I placed the divine imprint on all the good acts, from the first to the last man who is to come upon the earth. This imprint was made by me, Jesus, with unheard of pains, with shedding of my blood. And so, like a magnanimous king, I gave to all the coins with which to purchase heaven for themselves. All this had been established by the uncreated wisdom, and not even one act of this could be missing in order for the redemption to take place. Those who have opened their hearts to this gift, kept by God, and in spite of human ingratitude, just needed to cherish the desire of living it, saying together with Andrew to his brother Peter, "Come, we have found the Lord." And that's what you're doing. It's your family, the family of Louisa. "Come, we have found the treasure given to our first father Adam, that had been given to us as heritage, thanks to all of Adam's acts done at the divine will before the original sin. Because God does not withdraw his gifts, but he preserves them and he gives them at the appointed time to those who appreciate them and make of them their own lives, for the glory of God and for our eternal happiness. We extend this announcement of the apostle to all those who are in love with the divine will and want to live in the divine will. At this point, we can say, come, we have found Louisa, the woman through whom the blessed Jesus gave us the bread of the divine fiat and the light to understand the greatness and the importance of the knowledge to possess the kingdom of the divine will. Come with me. Again, this is from the appeal of Louisa. Come with me in Eden, where you were originated, where the supreme being looked for man and made him king, giving him a reign to dominate. This reign was the whole universe, but his scepter, his crown, his empire was to be found in the depth of his soul, in which the divine fiat resided as the true dominating king, constituting the true royalty of man. But in order to rise at such a height, it is necessary to become very small, and also because the gates is small, and the thorn of the human will may give more pains than joys. We can find that the living model of littleness and the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, she is the pillar of salvation. She is the queen of the divine fiat. And because she is small, who is smaller than Our Lady? Who is more active than Our Lady in the Spirit? Could we ever find on earth a life more simple and at the same time a life more profound as Our Lady's? Mary, the hidden worker, who is like a divine bee, drew sanctity from the divine will, giving back in return with the same generosity, allowing God to accomplish in full his divine design in the name of us all. Mary is the tabernacle of the divine will. Mary is the living yes. Mary is the growing fiat. Mary is the soul who made possible the accomplishment of the associative plan of God together with his Son for the salvation of man. We'll end there, and we'll come back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.